Africa's biggest football tournament starts today. Are you excited and what are your expectations?
Yeah, like every football lover, every African football lover, I'm excited that it's about to kick off. There was a lot of doubts being cast by some naysayers that it will not hold. So I'm all very excited that we're able to get our football back on track. I'm looking forward to a very competitive one. And a pretty interesting one, because for the past 2 years, we've not seen a lot of African countries play. So it would be nice to see the new faces and the old ones confirming their status. So it would be nice.
Talking about the doubts on whether the Africa Cup of Nations will hold or not, do you think the position of the European clubs and probably the position of FIFA, you know, could be said to be racist?
Controversies. All I know is that Africa, as far as we are concerned, we don't have to listen to anybody. When we want, after all, the other continents don't listen to us when they are holding their continental tournaments. So all we have to do is just hold our thing, play our thing, and keep your deaf ear to whatever anybody else says.
What about the time the Africa Cup of Nations comes up? It clashes with the European League. Don't you think there needs to be a change, to accommodate everyone?
In the first place, there must be a reason why it's being played in January. That is something you have to address first. And those reasons are best known to the organizers. So I think if those fears can be put at rest and settled with the organizers, I think it will make things easier.
We recently saw some changes in the coaching department of the Super Eagles, with Coach Augustin Eguavoen brought in on the interim, and then a new foreign coach appointed. But in the first place, do you think Coach Ganatro should have been sacked a few weeks to the AFCON?
That is not something I want to go into. That is thing you should address to the NFF, not mine. That is up to them. They are the ones who are running the Nigerian football. So
now, what about your former teammate Augustin Eguavoen, who is in charge of the team in the interim? What do you make of his appointment?
I think it's great. I think it's great to see that a national of the country is handling the national team. I'm not a big fan of foreign coaches coaching national teams. Foreign coaches can coach clubs, but I'm not a big fan of foreign coaches coaching national teams, especially in the African circle. So,
why are you not a fan of foreign coaches coaching the African national teams?
There is very, very little room for African coaches to coach abroad anywhere. So the only avenue where African coaches can express themselves is back home. Now, if you take that away from them, you're practically just killing the profession for African coaches back home. So, and the African coaches, I think they need to be encouraged, not broken down.
Many people have this belief that the Super Eagles perform most when you least expect. I also read your book recently where you also seem to confirm this position, especially with your description of the preparations towards the Atlanta Olympics. Could this be the year where the Eagles will lift the Africa Cup of Nations once again, looking at the kind of preparations we've had?
I am praying it is the year. And of course, as an Nigerian, when we go into any tournament, especially African Nations Cup, our ambition is to win it. And that's why it is. But then again, Augustin has not been given easy presents by the situation of things at the moment. I think we just have to wait and see how the first match goes. The first match will determine a lot of things to us all.
All right. Being an AFCON winner, also a former Super Eagles captain, what advice would you have for the Super Eagles players, looking ahead of the tournament?
What I say is not really different from what everybody knows. If you want to win, we have to play the Nigerian football. And what is Nigerian football? It's aggressive and it's full of pace. That's what we have to play.
Okay. I also know you have a position that you don't want to talk about the appointment or the sack of the coaches, but I will still ask you. The Eagles have a new foreign coach. What do you think about this?
Well, I already told you my opinion about what I'm just curious about is why the fanatical craze to always want to employ a foreign coach for the Super Eagles. That is the thing I still can't get my head around. Is it telling all Nigerian coaches and Nigerian people they are not capable of coaching the Super Eagles? Why is the craze? Why is this? I'm even tempted to call it loss of ideas to always want to take a foreign coach. And we always take coaches nobody knows before they come to Nigeria. So why?
And also, why are African coaches not getting big jobs out there in Europe? Why?
Maybe you should tell me. I don't know.
You stayed in Europe. You are still out there. Mm-hmm. You've also had jobs out there. But we all know it's not a common thing to see Africans, you know, being in charge of teams out there in Europe.
It's difficult. It's difficult. But then again, we have to continue to persevere. It's never been easy. It's totally different. It's a different game, ball game, than being a player. Because as a coach, you are responsible. You are the head of the team and all that. So it's a totally different ball game. But what is also painful is that even if you get a job and you succeed very well, you are still not. You do something miraculous. You're still not really allowed to continue to perform like you want to. So it's a challenge. But then again, only the fittest and those who persevere. So succeed in life, so no problem.
What do you think really needs to be done, you know, to enhance the chances of African coaches?
Well, let them coach their national teams, let them coach their clubs, let them show themselves up in their own continent. We don't allow them to show themselves in their own continent, and you're asking foreigners to let them to come in and show in their own. That is why I am still can't understand why our people cannot, as one, as a voice, to refuse this idea of always imposing foreign coaches on the continent.
Let's talk players. I'm sure there are some players you are excited, you know, and you are looking forward to seeing. Come on, take us through this. Super Eagles players, other countries, the players you are really excited and looking forward to watching.
I'm looking forward to seeing Agbaba perform. I'm very optimistic for the man. I'm in total support of his being there. In fact, I hope he can do well and he can continue with the job after the tournament, no matter what has been said before. I'm a big fan of players like Jay, you know, Chukwueze and all that. I think that we have a very, you know, one advantage we might have as a team is that moment people don't know what to expect from Nigeria, you know. So that might be a very good advantage for us. There are a lot of good players in our league. Hopefully, Ndidi and Moses Simon will get chances to perform and show what they are capable of. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing those players perform. I'm very, very disappointed that Osimhen is injured because I really like this player. I'm very, very disappointed also that Dennis, who I find a very, very good striker, and Paulo Nwachu are not going to be there because these are players that I was counting on to excite and surprise Africa, you know. So that is that. But on the other countries, well, there are so many talented players also. Senegal is, on paper, the strongest team we have in Africa. Algeria is very, very solid up there. And let's not count out Egypt. So it should be a very exciting tournament.
Now, let's just come back a little. You were in charge of the Super Eagles, you know, years back. and you had little issues with some players here and there. What advice will you give Austin Equavoine going to the Nations Cup on how to handle the team and the players?
Let's make it very clear, because I know the press in Nigeria, you know, they've been horrible when it comes to my regard. Majority of the press, with all the insinuations and the lies. I did not have issues with some players. Some players refused to play for Nigeria, or have you all forgotten? And I kicked them out of the team. Is that what you call issues? So I do not have issues. The players played in the months I played there. So, and the thing, if you don't want to play for Nigeria, you think you're too big, you should be kicked out of the team. There are people who are dying to play for Nigeria. And if I am Austin, I would do the same. If you want to play for Nigeria, or you think you should be pampered, hey, then stay out. That is how I work. And the boys were playing very well. So to say I have issues with... No.
Okay.
And I'm so happy that at one point, even some of the press were trying to insinuate as if, you know, thank God for world media. I decided that, look, I was not getting support. I was tired of the job because of the sabotage, because they wanted to bring in a foreign coach, which I knew, and the federation did not know I knew. So the sabotage was coming in because they wanted to bring in a foreign coach, and you're seeing it now, it is repeating itself all and all. So I've been proving right on everything from back then. It's not like that. Look, football is simple. If you are in the national team as a coach, you must have your own principles and your own style of play and your philosophy. People who have that philosophy succeed should be encouraged. People who are starting to sabotage it should be asked, you let them out. You don't beg people to play for Nigeria. People should beg to play for Nigeria.
Are you saying you would still like to coach the Super Eagles again and you have no regret for resigning the last time out?
I never regret my decisions because I think through my decisions before I make them. So I thought it would well, and I resigned on the date that was in conformity with FIFA's resignation. That was done. So everything was well thought out. You know, Team Nigeria is always, I'm always available to help my country. But with this form of administration and management that is still even worse than what was there when I was coaching, why would I want to work with this environment that is not there to help Nigerian coaches succeed? So,
okay. Lastly, generally, what needs to be done? What do you think needs to be done to put Nigeria football back where it belongs?
Well, I am a part of a committee that is working hard to bring out a 10-year plan, master plan, to help Nigerian football back on its feet. We are working very hard for the past 3 months now, so hopefully when it comes out, you will get a detailed input of it. Believe me, I think it's going to be very, very interesting on what's seen.
Just before I let you go, sir, Nigerians will know, like to know if you think the Super Eagles will win the AFCON this year.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm looking for... why do you think I've gotten my television written ready? I've already taken appointment with my children. When I said I'm very optimistic Nigeria will win it. In fact, I see us as one of the favourites. It's like I said, also, it's when they don't expect us that we perform. So I'm very optimistic.
Thank you very much for your time. We totally appreciate it, and we wish you the best for the future.